Dictation for Linda Davis, D-A-V as in Victor, I-S, April 22nd, 57. Address as a letter, Dr. Armstrong, A-R-M-S-T-R-O-N-G, Armstrong, 629-8145. Dear Dr. Armstrong, a follow-up for Mrs. Davis. Who has recurring urinary tract infection. Complaining of constipation, underlying Sjogren's, urine is cloudy, some smell, no bleeding, minor discomfort on the lower abdomen, also on the back, no fever, vomiting, no diarrhea, bleeding, no edema, claudication symptom, discolor of the toes, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, review system otherwise is negative. Medication list review, antidepressant, muscle relaxants, has a history of bariatric surgery, ruin white, takes calcium replacement, for Sjogren on Plaquenil, no anti-inflammatory agents, Nespragraf, weight 164, blood pressure 124/80 on the right, 118/76 on the left, no respiratory distress, no skin mucosal abnormalities, respiratory cardiovascular within normal limits, no tenderness of costovertebral angle, no abdominal distension rebound guarding, no peripheral edema, neurological problems. Next paragraph. Last urine culture is from February. E. coli isolated, sensitive to Keflex, was treated for 5 days. Last creatinine 1 for a GFR of 56, a stage 3, electrolyte acid-base normal, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus normal. PTH is actually suppressed. There was no monoclonal protein, although an increase of kappa, K-A-P-P-A, with normal lambda. Prior urine analysis at the time of no infection, no blood, protein, or cells. She has no obstruction, stone masses, 9.6 right, 10.1 left, no documented urinary retention. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, recurring urinary tract infection, requested a urine analysis. Discuss about potential prophylaxis antibiotics. She understands the risk of this, including infective colitis, C. diff, resistant bacteria, side effects of medications, including allergies, less likely nephrotoxicity, next number, CKD stage 3. Next number, bariatric surgery, ruin Y. Next paragraph, prior history of pernicious anemia. For what patient is B12 replacement? Prior history of autoimmune hepatitis. Next number, exposure to Plaquenil. Next number, prior CAT scan findings of a cyst and angiomyolipoma. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.